Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme. Peter Cox and Richard Dummy, better known collectively as English pop duo Go West and We Close Our Eyes, a song composed by both members and chosen as this week's opener by Alice Lynham, who also requested a song by Feminine. Yes, I know, and we haven't actually got a Feminine track this week, however, there is an excellent record coming up shortly by one of the trio.
touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you, what good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me. Though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss.
Kiss of Fire, recorded by Georgina Gibbs in 1952. The orchestra was conducted by Glenn Osser. Now, can you believe the music of that record was premiered in Buenos Aires in 1903? Yes, 1903. It has been recorded without vocals by many, many dance orchestras, especially in Argentina. And a number of vocal versions under the name of Kiss of Fire were recorded in the United States in 1952. But the most popular by far was the one we've just heard by Georgina Gibbs. And it reached number one on the Billboard chart. And now, purportedly written with the Jackson 5 in mind, the song I'm about to play actually went to the sibling Osmond Quintet instead and became their breakout record hit. They first started recording as a quartet, I believe, in 1963. And they were the four-voiced Osmond brothers. They were already quite familiar to the public from years of television exposure. And I seem to remember seeing them on the Andy Williams show. I was, of course, only young at the time. And this is from 1971. It's for the Osmonds and it's One Bad Apple. Now you know the backstory, I'm sure you'll understand why they do sound like the Jackson 5.
Again. One bad apple don't spoil the whole. really messed up my mind. Girl, to me, you're like a dream come true. I'd rather hurt myself than to ever hurt you. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love, girl.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, I don't care what they say. I don't care what you heard now.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, no, I don't care what they say. I don't care what you heard.
Hi, this is Pamela from Feminem, and you're listening to my solo song.
Osoba koju ste nazvali ne može odgovoriti na vaš poziv. Molimo vas, pokušajte ponovno ili pošaljite SMS poruku.
Još jedna noć bez tebe, još jedna izdaja, puštaš je da te opet osvaja. A sutra doćeš meni, očima kajanja, sram mi se, nisi vrijedan praštanja. A ja ne mogu više mrzit sebe, jer samo tako mogu tebe voljeti. Svaćam da je kasno i da nikad nećeš se promijeniti ovaj put i kažem ne, sve u vodu palo je, jer ti, ti neprestano lažeš mi ovaj put i kažem ne, kad je dosta, dosta je, ma ne varaj me, nisam sišla s pameti. Ma vjeruj dušu, sada znam, ti me nikad nećeš voljeti. I idi joj, jer osjećam da ovaj put me neće voljeti. Još jedna noć bez tebe, još jedna zabluda, gubim te, al to je moja pobjeda. A sutra doćeš meni, očima kajanja, sram se, nisi vrijedan praštanja. A ja ne mogu više mrzit sebe, jer samo tako mogu tebe voljeti. Svaćam da je kasno i da nikad nećeš se promijeniti ovaj put i kažem ne, sve u vodu palo je, jer ti, ti neprestano lažeš mi ovaj put i kažem ne, kad je dosta, dosta je. Ma ne varaj me, nisam sišla s pameti. I vjeruj dušo, sada znam, ti me nikad nećeš voljeti. I idi njoj, jer osjećam da ovaj put me neće voljeti.
The wonderfully multi-talented Pamela Ramlack and her solo single from 2013, which translated into English is When Enough Is Enough, It's Enough. and it's been requested by Sasa Lizdek, Sanya Dunry, Turid and Eric Mortensen, Jana Marin, Anna Mateo, Eric Larson, Nikki Jane Matthews, Margaret and Ian, Terry and Allison, Lara, Jill, and basically everybody else. There's so many of you, it's insane. As promised, I will play the new Feminine song as soon as they release it. Okay, now let's head back to 1966 and a song that was a huge international hit for Las Bravos.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
We'll be right back.
This happy tune was the B-side to the band's 1959 hit Stampede and was released on the Prince of Hollywood label, which, if memory serves, were part of the Atlantic record company, I seem to recall. They were led, the group, by vocalist Fred Parris before he formed the Five Satins. And we've just heard Park Avenue by the Scarlets. They were from New Haven, Connecticut, and as a 1950s R&B vocal group, their recordings are now highly collectible. This week's challenge was set by Artie Nielsen, who wrote, "This week's challenge, please consider a French emperor who was inspired by the rhythm of an old Scottish tune." Intriguing, don't you think?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy.
Yes, I know. Not much you can say about that, really, is there? Apart from it was, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, hee-hee, ha-ha-ha, whatever. It was a 1966 novelty record written and performed by Jerry Samuels under the pseudonym of N. Bonaparte. It was a huge hit for Mr. Samuels and is the answer to this week's challenge set by Artie Nielsen. Thank you for the challenge, Artie. Much appreciated. And as a side note, Mr. Samuels actually did write that song as well. So as you look at the record and read the label, it does look very bizarre when you see that the writer is credited as N. Bonaparte.
Chenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Chenda, chenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Chenda, chenda, bump and dance the hoda. One, two, three, four. All the boys will envy me for chenda, chenda. When the band is playing, my heart's saying chenda, chenda, chenda. We'll be right back.
Tsunda, tsunda, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsunda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tsunda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsunda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tsunda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsunda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tsunda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsunda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tsunda, tsunda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every single nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing, dancing, dancing with the tsunda. Tsunda, tsunda, come and dance the hora. One, two, three, four. All the boys will envy me for tsunda, tsunda. When the band is playing, my heart sings.
The original 1941 Hebrew composition by Ishar Miron went through various modifications before it took this highly produced form. Zena reached as high as number 2 on the weekly bestseller chart. At the same time, the Weavers also recorded and released on Decca their own self-contained Hebrew language performance of Zenda, Zenda, Zenda. Although it wasn't a hit, it was, however, for some time the only 1950 version available. And that was also on LP, as Gordon Jenkins' recording had been pulled off the market due to copyright dispute. Both Vic Damone and Mitch Mitchell took versions into the top 10, and I think, though, Gordon Jenkins and the Weavers was the best version.
Ever divine, the love we share.
a first lady of the London musical theatre for many years. That was the lovely voice of Marty Webb and the theme from the BBC television series Howard's Way. Now, Marty was in the 1961 London production of Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, and was written and starred by Anthony Newley, who I seem to remember she credited as being one of her mentors. She also played Nancy in the first UK tour of Oliver. Now, that was where she met and befriended the show's assistant stage manager, a young gentleman by the name of Cameron McIntosh. Wonder what ever happened to him. He, of course, went on to be one of, if not the biggest producer in the world. And he's also my old boss. Well, one of them during my 10 years of working in London's theatre land. Anyway, a visit from Otis Redding is up next, and he's sitting on the dock of a bay. Hope he's wearing a sweater.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, for 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting time.
Hi, this is Roxy from Vixen, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie here on Sid Valley Radio. Rev it up!
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He didn't blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly attitude. He blows eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. He made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootly out of tootly out of toot toot, he goes eight to the bar.
Christmas reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Produced by none other than Mr. Barry Manilow, that was the Divine Miss M, Bette Midler, and the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. It was her first top 10 single, and I think you'll agree it's still a pretty good cover of a song that was made famous by the Andrews Sisters back in 1941. Next is a record requested by Pam Hart.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do if I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
I believe.
song written, produced and performed by American singer R. Kelly from the soundtrack of the 1996 film Space Jam, that was I Believe I Can Fly. The song received 5 nominations at the 40th Annual Grammy Awards, and it won Best Male R&B Vocal Performance, Best R&B Song and the Best Song Written for Visual Media. Pam Hart wanted to hear it as it's her birthday tomorrow. Well, how can we resist? Have a great day tomorrow, Pam, and all good wishes are being sent from everyone here at Sid Valley Radio. Now for something from Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. No, honestly, that really is the name of the band. It's Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms I begin to cluck. We'll be right back.
recorded in Philadelphia in 1963 for New Time Records. That was the Embers with Joe McLackey and their instrumental Alexandria. Sadly, I can't tell you anything about the band. However, the label was an American label from Philadelphia and was founded by a gentleman named Harold B. Robinson. He also owned other labels, 4 or 5 if memory serves. The ones I can remember are New Art Records, New Time Records, New Hits, and a rather lovely named one called Nice Town Records. Isn't that lovely? Oh, and he also founded the Bluebell Music Publishing Company. And yeah, you're none the wiser, are you? No, I thought not. Anyway, let's swiftly move along and listen to something from Paul Simon. And he's given us permission to call him Al.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me,
thank you.
The lead single off of Paul Simon's album Graceland, You Can Call Me Al, was a hit in the UK in September of 1986. However, in the States, the song originally found only moderate success, and I think it peaked in the lower 40s in the same month of its release. However, the song was promoted heavily in the early part of 1987 and recharted at a much higher position of 23 in May of that year. The chorus and title apparently were inspired by an occasion when Paul and his wife Peggy were leaving a house party and someone called out goodnight to them but called him Al and his wife Betty. Yes, I know. It's a true story.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Very first recording of Green Door, a 1956 popular song with music written and composed by Bob Hutch Davey and lyrics by Marvin J. Moore. James Ellsworth Lowe was an American singer-songwriter who made Green Door into a number one hit all over the place. Yes, it really was a big hit. Recently revived by, I think, Shakin' Stevens had the next big hit with it, but about 30 years later, but that was the original, Green Door by Jim Lowe. Well, that's it for another week, I'm afraid. Thank you so much for spending the last hour with me, and I sincerely hope that you will join me again at 2 p.m. next Sunday, when we will again be listening to some forgotten gems that were recorded on vinyl. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is starting at the top of the hour, and then at 4 o'clock we have another old time radio hour program where we will revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you as always for your messages, and I'll be making sure that I reply to you this week. Okay, so I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance, and in the meantime, take it away, Winifred.